North Korea fires multiple ballistic missiles amid heightened tensions. North Korea launched multiple ballistic missiles into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan early on November 5. Both South Korea and Japan reported the launches, in which missiles have landed outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. The short-range missiles were fired from the Sariwon area of North Korea's North Wanghae province at about 7:30 a.m. local time, according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. The JCS estimated that the missiles traveled approximately 400 kilometers toward the east coast of the Korean Peninsula, but did not specify how many missiles were launched. Japan's defense ministry also detected North Korea's launches, noting that the missiles fell into the Sea of Japan near the east coast of the Korean Peninsula, outside Japan's EEZ. The Sea of Japan is also known as the East Sea in South Korea. The ministry said that at least seven of the missiles reached a maximum altitude of 100 kilometers and traveled about 400 kilometers. Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba Shigeru said his nation will work closely with the United States and South Korea to analyze the missile launches and boost surveillance in preparation for unforeseen circumstances. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said it was aware of the launches and urged North Korea to refrain from engaging in further unlawful and destabilizing acts. While we have assessed that this event does not pose an immediate threat to U.S. personnel or territory or to our allies, we continue to monitor the situation, it said in a November 4th statement. The U.S. military condemned the launches and reaffirmed its ironclad commitment to the defense of Japan and South Korea. The launches took place just hours before the U.S. presidential election. ICBM launch. Last week, North Korea launched an intercontinental ballistic missile, which Japan reported reached an altitude of 7,000 kilometers. On a normal, flatter trajectory, that translates to a potential range of over 15,000 kilometers, putting anywhere in the mainland United States within range. Prior to the ICBM launch, South Korean lawmakers warned that North Korea had positioned a launcher for an ICBM, which could be fired around the time of the U.S. presidential election on November 5. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Sean Savitt said in an October 30 statement that the United States is ready to take measures to ensure its security and that of its allies, South Korea and Japan. Savitt called the missile test a flagrant violation of several United Nations Security Council resolutions, which is raising tensions and risks destabilizing the region. After the ICBM launch, the United States flew a long-range B-1B bomber in the region on November 3rd during a drill with South Korean and Japanese air forces in a show of strength, according to the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command Public Affairs. Stephen Katt contributed to this report.